coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Well, Trevor Henry must be feeling lucky these days. He's got the chance of a lifetime in the 2013 World Driving Championships coming up in France. And he also has what could be the horse of a lifetime in Angie's Lucky Star. And, as luck would have it, the Trotting Filly's biggest test to date directly coincides with the WDC. Trevor, welcome to Trot Radio. You feeling as lucky as I said?
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's a good time to be Trevor Henry, though, really. I mean, you know, your opportunity to get to the World Driving Championships came about through a series of events that nobody saw coming, really, in terms of other drivers bowing out and the task falling to you. And then you've got, a dream horse in Angie's Lucky Star. So good for you. I want to talk about the filly for a bit. She was a really quick filly and just happened to be stuck in the same crop as Be a Magician. Was her 2012 rookie year a surprise to you?
Not really. She started off as a nice filly. I raced her in the grassroots at Peterborough, and I didn't realize she was maybe going to be as good a gold filly as she is, but I always thought she had ability.
Now, where did she winter, and how has she changed from 2 to 3?
I wintered her in North Carolina. He asked a guy if he'd take her down there, and he took her. And he holds a lot of horses for Burks. It's a really nice farm down there. Nice. It's called Olive Branch Farms.
Okay.
And she was there all winter, and then we brought her home in February and trained her back.
Nice. Now tell us about your decision to hand over the training to Richard Moreau.
Well, I do a lot of driving for Richard, and he does a great job with the horses, so I just thought, well, I'm going to be away. It's a lot of pressure for the kid that works for me to look after, and I just felt it would be a better spot for her.
Mm-hmm. Your partner is on her with the estate of your longtime friend and co-owner, Dan McCann, who unfortunately passed away late last year. The two of you owned horses for years. How did you become acquainted?
Dan just, we met one time, he just phoned my dad and said he wanted to buy some yearlings, and he just come down and give dad a bunch of money and told him to go to sale and buy some. That was about it.
Just that simple, eh?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Has Dan's passing made you more driven, say, to accomplish your personal goals?
A little bit. He followed me, like, with my driving and that, and I think, yeah, it's driven me quite a bit harder.
Yeah. Now, one of your goals is, as you said, it's something on your personal bucket list, to win an OSS Gold Final. Now, this Friday, you're in one of the two Elegant Image limbs. Would a win there with Angie's Lucky Star suffice for that goal?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That'd help a lot.
Yeah. And she's coming into Friday's limb in pretty good shape. What are your thoughts on the field?
I didn't really look that close. I know that one filly she's in against, I can't think of her name, coming from Scissorman Stables. It looks like a nice filly. She qualified in 54, so she'll be tough. It's not going to be easy for sure.
No, that's true, but she certainly has proven herself to be worthy of consideration by any punters, certainly. Let's talk about the upcoming World Driving Championships. Your quest to defend Canada's title. Do you think you'll be a contender in this tournament?
I think so. I drove a lot of horses, so I should be able to, I think I can compete with them.
Yeah. Nobody or few people in North America are better than you, Trevor, when it comes to rating a horse on the front end. I've cashed and thrown out a lot of tickets based on my decision to back you on that. And you've proven me right and wrong at the same time, both to your credit. It's a different game in Europe. Have you ever driven there?
No, I've never driven there. I've watched a lot of videos, though. And
I
don't know whether the front end's a really great spot to be, but you just play it by ear. I'm sure you can win on the front there just like you can here, right?
That'll be interesting to see because there's so much flow in European racing, probably unlike what you might be used to, would you say?
Oh, for sure. It's totally different than what I'm used to racing, mostly on the half-mile tracks. But it'll be different.
Yeah, it'll be different, but it'll be a lot of fun, too. And you're up against some of the drivers, looking at the profiles, some of them don't have quite as much experience as I thought. Of course, there's Bjørn Goop, who has international experience, having won Breeders' Crowns and so on. But I think you're going to be okay there. Have past competitors like Sylvain Filion or Brad Forward or even Jody Jameson, they given you any tips?
Not a whole lot. No, I didn't. Well, and I never really asked for them. You know, it's tough. You know, how can you go into it? You know, it's all horse racing, right? It's a lot of luck and a bit of skill.
And the other good thing is you're going to be driving European-bred horses, which are bred to go the longer distances that are set out there. So it's not like you're going to be at a disadvantage there. And what a lot of people don't realize, those who don't follow your driving and don't follow Western Fair greatly, is that Trevor Henry can rate a horse from off the pace too. And that's why I think you'll be just fine.
Right. I don't think I'll have a problem.
Nah, you'll be fine. What do you plan on doing? Is this your first trip to Europe?
Yeah, I've never been over there, no.
Wow. What do you want to do while you're there? Restaurants, foods, places to see? This is going to be exciting.
Yeah, I like going to different restaurants and trying different foods, so it'll be good for me. I like that kind of stuff.
Attaboy. Attaboy. And do you still have a penchant for good cigars?
Oh, yeah.
Attaboy. Have yourself a good brandy and a Churchill as you're looking out at the Eiffel Tower. How's that?
Monte Cristo.
I got to admit, they're my favorite, too. Well, listen, Trev, on behalf of everybody involved in Canadian harness racing, we know you'll do us proud, and we do wish you the very best of luck, both here and abroad. Are you going to try and find a way to watch Angie's race while you're there?
Yeah, I'm going to try to. We're taking a laptop, so we'll probably be able to get it.
Good luck with it, Trev, and thanks for taking the time.
All right, thank you.